Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is fascinating to me. It like everything that we just discussed, doesn't it feel right now like the Warrior discussion, no matter kind of how you feel about all of it, it's revolving around Steve Kerr. He's the center of the discussion right now, is it not?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And what, should it be?
Well, I have no problem with that if it were actually a discussion. But it's not a discussion right now. It's a food fight.
A little bit. I mean, there is the, like, Steve Kerr's got to go fire Kerr yesterday. And then there's the other people, which is he's 1-4. He's not the problem. Leave him alone. So I don't even know if there is a middle ground in that, right?
And there has to be. There has to be. Like, nobody is a perfect coach. If somebody wants to, you know, Guru was squeezing the sides of his head today. He's literally about to pull the ears off of his head because Jonathan Kuminga's getting DNPs.
Shout out Van Gogh.
And then Steve, literally less than 24 hours ago, is on our station kind of talking about why Jonathan's getting DNPs. Then he woke up today and he's like, by the way, we're done with the DNPs. And that has me scratching my head, not because I want Jonathan to get DNPs, but does that feel like somebody came in and said, Steve, something happened between last night and this morning, it feels like. Why didn't he say that to us yesterday? He didn't say anything that even remotely sounded like that yesterday. So all that is to me, though, is curious. So we can have that discussion. But my God, I have never seen a multi-championship coach get treated like this and talked about like this in any sport in my 50 years of watching sport. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, I was trying to think about the comp, and you know, we were in the green room talking about it, and you could think about, I mean, even Boach, like he won 3, and then, you know, you got to the end, new regime, Farhan in, and it kind of felt like the writing was on the wall, but he didn't get like pilloried, he didn't get fired, he didn't get run out. It was a mutual parting of ways. Jimmy Johnson in Dallas, he wins 2. And then, you know, whatever was happening happened. And so he bounced. And then Switzer came in and won 1 for Dallas. And so they got the 3 in a row. And so, like, you can go across all sports and all regimes and all eras of a dynastic coach. And have they ever been, like, straight up run out? Am I missing one?
You and I sat there for 10 minutes next door trying to think about, forget, like, people screaming about it on Twitter or on the radio. Simply, has somebody in professional sports who's won multiple rings been fired? I think Steining threw that question out there earlier. And I'm not here to tell you that it's never happened. I can't think of it, though. I can't think of it. And usually that's because even if they do, like you bring up Boach, there's Belichick. There are people where clearly the situation had expired. But out of respect, it's like by mutual decision, we're moving on or whatever. Can you, and maybe can all of you, can you help us? Can you think of anyone who's won multiple rings, let alone 4, for God's sakes, who's been fired? So that's question one. I can't even think of anyone who's been fired, let alone had what feels like, at least on the internet right now, people are marching in the streets. And so I would love to dig into that a little bit. I don't understand everything that's going on with the Warriors right now. I don't understand why their most athletic player is not playing. But when I listen to Steve Kerr talk, he doesn't sound like some sort of moronic, unreasonable loser, jerk, favorite playing bleep hole that like you should see what happened yesterday. Lucas goes on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page and says, Steve Kerr's coming on at 5. What would you like to ask him?
Oh, boy.
You should read the responses, all of you, unbelievably potty-mouthed, inappropriate, like weirdos. What on earth is going on here? We're talking about Steve Kerr. Is that really where we've arrived? I mean, honestly, a lot of, and I know this, I'm only speaking to some of you, but this has gotten way too hot. Way too hot. I cannot believe the way that many of you Warrior fans are looking at this and talking about this right now. And again, I'll bring up what I just brought up on the crossover. If you've got that much of a problem, call number 30.
Right.
He swears by him and has continued to this year, by the way. So I don't understand. You can disagree with his moves all day long. There's no issue there. I don't agree with everything I've seen him do. I don't understand everything, but wow, 4 rings? And this is how we're going to roll out on the back end? That's a lot for me.
It's a lot for me as well. And it feels a little bit like two things. One, it's the new fan, the fans who have not suffered through the 80s, 90s, 00s, and the early 10s where they were kind of a laughingstock. And the other one is the idea of what we do now in social media and commentary and even the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
Nice job.
Where, thank you. You can just put in your number and you fire away and you are anonymous. And yeah. It has me thinking about Glenn Dickey. And I'm glad that Guru actually pointed this out at the top of their show. Longtime columnist, dead at the age of 89. When he was doing his thing in the 70s, 80s, 90s for the Chronicle, you wrote an article. It was printed on paper and everybody got it on their doorstep. And that's the way it was then. And now you can be, you know, 510, whatever phone number, and you can fire in any take you want, or you can be some random egg on Twitter or Instagram or the YouTube feed or the Twitch, whatever. And you can just have these amazingly hot takes. You used to have to write a letter to the editor and your name would be on there and the town in which you lived and everybody read it. So if it was,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh my goodness, Mark Willard from Foster City is saying this about Kerr. Your neighbors would know, your classmates, your fellow coworkers, everyone would know. And nowadays you can just pew, 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 you can just fire away. So yeah, if you're a new fan and you don't understand where we've been as Warrior fans, I get it. Go ahead and open up an encyclopedia, shout out Old Guy Reference, and learn about where we've been.
Well, that's a great, and by the way, you're right, social media, whatever. Like, sure. I know that's where all of the negativity really, really thrives. And I mean, it grows like a disease in there, and I get that. But it's not just there. It's not just there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's on our phones every day. It's in our conversations every single day. And I find that to be, I don't want to wag a finger. Like, I don't want to use the word disrespectful and sound like somebody's dad who, you know what I mean? Like, that's That's not what I'm getting at, but wow. Wow. Do you know, you may be able to get in a fight with like your wife and you know how, and it, or if you're,
no,
or ladies out there, you get in a fight with your husband or whatever, and you get in one of those fights where it's like, after a while, you don't even know what the hell you're fighting about. And then you stop and you look at each other, hopefully, at a certain point, you're like, whoa, this is you and me.
Can we back up
a little
bit?
This is you and me we're talking about. This is Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
This is your four-time champion coach. And yes, some of you think that he is asleep at the wheel of a car that has driven itself for 15 years. Great. If you think that, okay, I disagree with you, Dibs. I know you disagree with that.
12 years, 11 winning seasons. So go ahead.
Yeah. Do I think he's more important than Steph? No, I don't. By the way, neither does he.
No.
But
is he a byproduct of having Steph? Of course he is.
Yeah.
We all are. And this,
good
Mark.
Point. Good
they
point.
Would have to go to 14 straight playoff series and get swept for his playoff record to go back to 500.
Mm-hmm.
14
Say
straight.
Say that again.
He'd have to go to 14 straight playoff series, first round ousters where you get swept, and then he's now back to 500.
This might be unfair. I know what you're all going to say to this, but here's what I'll bet. I'm going to bet it right now on the air, and anybody who'd like to call in and take this bet, I'll put everything I have behind this.
1-800-BET-BET-BET.
I bet you right now the next coach does a lot worse. I'll bet you every single dollar that's ever been assigned to my name that whoever those of you want to replace, whoever they replace him with, whenever he goes, it's going to get worse. And yes, part of that is because Steph Curry's going to retire at a certain point.
Right.
But I'll bet you, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse.
Well, there aren't a hell of a lot of other coaches who have a winning percentage of 643 who have coached for 12 years. He's on the short list.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course they're going to be worse. And the other piece of it, and I know we have to we have to dip and come back.
Let's boogie.
If Kerr decides not to come back next year, maybe Steph Curry will decide to not come back as well.
That's who Steph wants as his coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.